probably Kevin, my big boy, Kiara, and it's Aaliyah, and our little boy, Faith, is sleeping. And this is Kiara, my wife, and I'm Obed. And we were serving as a missionary in Guatemala. We've been married for almost 8 years, and we've been serving with you.
Thank you. We've been serving almost the same time as we've been married. And we've been visiting different churches around the area. And it's exciting for me to see that even though the situation in the United States is not the best, the church isn't the best. Because I have been feeling in my heart and looking in my eyes, and I'm so amazed how Christians are standing for the truth. And that's so exciting to me to see, because before it was easy for a Christian to be a Christian because it was in opposition. But this is the best time for the Church of the United States to stand for the truth and witness to the people. And this is the best time for the church to go for and preach the gospel. I'm very proud of the Church of the United States.
Amen. So, good morning. I'm a little shorter. Yeah, we're short. Excuse us. All right, so as Bob said, we were working with Missionary Ventures. That is, it's an administrative network through which we can work in Guatemala. It's an ECFA-approved 501c3 organization, and we really feel like God lined us up with them because their vision is pretty darn close to our vision. So if you look up here on the PowerPoint, you can see a map of Central America, and where that arrow is Guatemala, right at the end of Mexico. Can you switch the next slide? That is a political map of Guatemala, and if you can see the arrow right there, that's where we live, in the city of Coban. And again, and that's our town. This is a lake, and the whole town that goes around it. And where that big arrow is, that's our house. So you can switch again. Go ahead until something comes up. A little bit about Guatemala. It is a small country, about 42,400 square miles, is about the size of Tennessee. But within that small place, there are 15 million people. We have a democratic government, and it's been stable since the Civil War ended in 1996. We're doing pretty good. And there are 26 cultures within our small country. They're mostly Mayan cultures, and there's also an Afro-Latin American culture, and a culture that's called Ladino, which is a mix between the Spanish people that came with the Mayan people. And that's what Obed is. Okay. Here's just a few pictures of our family. There they are. Go ahead, you can flip through. A normal day in the life. That was Christmas. Evan won his soccer championship last year. And Matthew helping mom. Okay, here you go, honey.
Well, this monument stands in the campus of William College, Massachusetts, marking the spot where God set the momentum for world change in motion. In 1808, can we change the next one? Five young men met there to pray about missions, a meeting that was later coined the Haystack Prayer Meeting, because during the meeting, a storm came upon them, and they took refuge under a haystack. This meeting was the birth of the American missionary movements, and as a result of that, the American Board for Foreign Missions was started. And this organization was responsible for sending the first American missionaries to the world, among whom Adonai Namjoon, who went to Burma, and Samuel Neill to India. At this time in history, Guatemala was practicing a pluralistic Catholic religion for 300 years, which is to say, Catholicism mixed with Maya rituals. The gospel was first spoken in Guatemala in 1834 when Alexander Henderson crossed the border from Honduras to illegally give out tracts. But it was until 1882 when the first Protestant church was established and worship legalized. The gospel was accepted slowly, and after 100 years, the percent of Christianity reached 22%. something beautiful that we have been discovered in our studies and our own work is that now, just 31 years later, the percent of Christianity has been almost doubled to 40%. And this is a result of American missionaries and all those who support it, who faithfully preach and share the love of Christ. Guatemala is now classified as a rich country by many mission organizations because of the fact that there are approximately 5,600,000 of Christians. Out of this huge number, only 200 are missionaries serving overseas. This represents the 0.003% of Christian population, and this is the number that we want to see change. The vision that God has been putting in our hearts is to raise Guatemalans and take this courage to join the missions. Since mission has a narrow definition to most, we feel that to lay the foundations for such an agency, we must motivate pastors and churches towards the Great Commission and also facilitate mission local experience. Over the course of the time, a theological and practical training center will come to existence. We did our first try. In our first try, we thought, what if we get a local church to go on a mission trip, local mission trip? And this testing of see if our vision will work. The vision was put in our heart, but we never saw this before. So we encouraged a little church, a small church, to come to this village. Now, this village, Guatemala, is the first country in Central America who has the first place in malnutrition. My state has the first place in Guatemala in malnutrition. Our town is the first place in our state for malnutrition. In this community is the poor community of my town. So this is like the poor community in Guatemala. And we bring this church to this to do a BBS. And this is one of the views that you can see from the village. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And the next one, we went with these young men. We get them together and we all make a BBS. And the next one, please. And that's one of the kids of the village. And during the night, we present Jesus film. And the community was so excited to see it because there's no running water, no electricity. So to see a big screen like this and the Jesus film, it was just something huge for the community. And this is the part of the community. Can we go back? This is part of the community watching the movie, sitting in the ground. It was outside. And they were so excited to see it. They want us to put another one and another one. They said, we can go and stay up late tonight. Yeah. Well, after the trip, we get the guys together and just to talk about how the trip was. And it was my time after the trip. It was my time to throw them the vision. And then they were so excited. We want to come back. When are you going to plan the next one? And I said, well, the next one, I challenge you to plan yourself. You do all this. You can do the next one. And they were the first. No way. But they get it. And they plan the next one. And they didn't just came for, they plan to come with a BBS, but they start collecting clothes at church. And they put a bunch of clothes together, but they didn't have enough for the whole community. So they were worried about them praying for more clothes to come so they can share with the community. And one lady of the church called them and said, you know, hey, God talked to me. And he told me to give all the clothes that I have in my store to the village. So you just come, got to come and pick it up. So one small church filled up a big truck. And all the community, the family, there's 24 families living in this community. Each family get three bags of this much of clothes from one small church. So for us, it was so smart, so good to see that it is possible for Guatemalans to join local missions and in the future join international missions. So it was so excited. Can we go to the next one? Now it's Kara's turn.
Have a little company with me this time. It's okay. Well, there are a few reasons why we feel that Guatemalans have an upper hand as missionaries to the world. One of them is that Guatemalans come from a third world country, so transitioning into a lifestyle in another third world country would not be as stressful as for an American. This is just a funny picture of one is actually Guatemala, one I think is in India. And that's a normal thing. You just pack everything on as how it will fit. I can go to the next one. Transportation, they don't mind being packed in inside or outside. And the next one, or even going fourth class on the airplane. That's really a joke. We didn't do that to get here. Another one is cultures. In Guatemala, like I said, there are 26 cultures. So Guatemalans are used to interacting with people that are different than them. You can see that girl, her clothing, her blouse is a lot different than mine. That's because she's from a different part of the country with a different culture. This is from the area where we live. And go ahead for the next one. Okay, with culture comes language. Most Guatemalans will speak a Mayan tongue and Spanish. And when you speak two languages, your brain is prepped to pick up a third one a little more easy. And another reason is the color of Guatemalan skin. There are a range of brownish colors that can allow them to mix in a lot easier than an American would in countries where Americans really aren't welcome. The boy on the right is our friend Kenny, and just a few years ago, he looked exactly like that boy on the left, who is from Mongolia, and that was just an example to show you that they can mix in with Arab and even some Asian countries because of their brownish and different features. And I think that is the end of it. So, yeah, we really feel that God has called us to work in this, what's been called cutting edge of missions, to promote third world countries to move out and preach the gospel to others.
As I said, in 1882, the first Protestant church was established in Guatemala. And it was from a Presbyterian church from New York who sent a missionary named John Clark Hill, who came to my country and established the first church and a seminary for pastors. My dad accepted Christ years later, and the gospel was enough time in my country for me to have the opportunity to born in a Christian family. My dad is a pastor. So I'm thankful for to the Church of the United States for sending missionaries to my country and preach the gospel, because that I'm safe. I would love to see someday in the future somebody who came from other part of the world come to my country and say, thank you, Guatemalans, for came to my country and preached the gospel. That's something that I would love to see in my life. I appreciate the time that you have been sharing with us. The purpose of our visit is to introduce you to the work that we're doing in Guatemala and invite you to be a part of it. And there's many ways that you can get involved. At the end, we have a table. We have some of our information, and you can just chat with us. And you have any question or any commentaries about what God is doing in Guatemala, you're free to come with us and speak to us. Thank you very much for your time.
So let's hear it again for these wonderful people, right? I was, as you well know, I was down in Myrtle Beach. Obviously, you knew that. And we had grandkids with us. And the Friday night, we took the kids to the Family Kingdom. Anybody been in Myrtle Beach before? This place called the Family Kingdom. Does everybody know what the Family Kingdom is? It's like a Kennywood on steroids. And Sissy and I, we took the grandkids ahead of their parents. Because the night before, we were supposed to all go to the amusement park and ride with the kids. And it didn't work out that well because the parents were getting cleaned up and, you know, fixing their hair. Does my hair look okay? Like I really care, right? And we didn't get to the amusement park till like 8:30. And the kids were bumming. That wasn't working out so cool. And so one of the grandkids said to me, Pappy, we're not going to go. I said, tomorrow we're going. 5 o'clock. And so I told my children and Sissy and I, we said, that's it, tomorrow 5 o'clock. Whether you're ready or not, I'm piling the kids in my car. See, I thought that was a threat. I thought that they would see that as, well, we better hurry up and get ready because, you know, Dad's going to take all the kids. Well, guess what? Dad took all the kids. And we got there, Sissy and I, and we decided you had to break them into two groups. Because we had Alyssa with us. Alyssa, and she's 14, she's like, yo big. And we have Jonah and Jacob, and they're Yobig. So, you know, we had to break them into groups. And so we had Alyssa and Riley and Layla, and then we had Selena, Jonah, Jacob. And guess which three little ones wanted to go with me? These three. Me, Pappy. And I thought there'd be like two or three kiddie rides. Oh, no. There were kiddie rides I never saw. And I had the three little ones, and Sissy took the big ones. And I tell you what, and my leg was, you know, still got that little thing on. It was like, oh, oh. And those kids running me all around that park. And I was, sweet Jesus, help me, sweet Jesus, my leg. Come on, Pappy, come on, Pappy, come on, Pappy. And I decided I needed to sit down for a minute because my leg was killing me. And Jacob came over, and Jacob said, come on, Pappy, take my hand, I'll help you. You see, there are times in our walks that we stumble. There are some times in our walk that we need help. How many understand that? I mean, there are times, and I brought my helper. I have my helper here. I could have used this at Family Kingdom, but I got my helper. I got my helper. Oh, yeah, it's my walking stick. Pretty cool, huh? This is my pretty cool, this is a pretty cool walking stick, huh? Pretty cool, yeah, it's a pretty cool walking stick. And see, if I was with them, I could have said, come on, guys, come on, guys. But see, I thought they'd be doing one ride and they would walk to the next one. Oh, no, it's like sprint. Come back over here, kids, come on. If I lose one of you, they're never going to forgive me. But see, we stumble on our walks, too, don't we? I mean, there are times that in our walks with Jesus, we stumble. And when we fall. And sometimes we refuse to get back up. You see, this thing that we're on, this thing we call Christianity, let me help you out. It's not a sitting down. If you're sitting down and not getting up, you may be religious, but you're not a Christian. And it's just, he warned me, he said, don't you offend people today, it's your first day back. And I said, okay, I'll try not to. But this thing that we're on is called a walk. How many understand it's called a walk? It's a walk. It's a get up and what? Walk. Do something. This great commission that these two have entered into. Praise God for you. Praise God for you. I'm serious. Praise God for you. Because the Lord Jesus said, all authority. How much authority? All authority has been given to me. And I tell you. It wasn't, hey, do you feel like it? Do you have the time? Do you have the resources? All authority has been given to me, and I tell you, go. Go. That's such an easy word to understand. Go is opposite of stay. True? I mean, go and stay are like opposing. You don't need one of these to stay. Oh, you might want one to reach something you can't get up and go get, maybe. But this thing that we're on is called a walk, it's called a journey. And Jesus says, all authority has been given to me, and I command you to what? Go. What list of questions follow that for us? Well, I have a couple we could ask. Where? We'll go where? And when? Go when? And how? How many know? That's pretty good questions, right? You might be asking yourself, well, okay, but where, when, and how? Where should I go? When should I go? How am I going to get there? Where did you grow up?
Robinson
Township. How far is your church from there for now?
My church.
No, the church that you, that one. Really far? That's good. I'll go with that. How many know Guatemala is really far from Robinson Township? Really far. That's good. Really far. How far are you willing to go? That's a good question. Huh. How long does it take you to get there? From Robinson Township to where? What's the name of the city?
San
Cristobal. That's exactly right. 5 hours by flight. How about driving in a car? You never did that. That little town that you grew up in, you said it had no running water?
Yeah.
No. Have lights? No lights. They probably don't have like cars then.
No.
No. How'd they get around?
They walk 4 hours to go to town.
Oh. Well, no, wait. I need one of these. Did you say they walk 4 hours to go to town? 4 hours. Boy, I'm more than a grown. Well, there's too many people in the aisle. 4 hours walking. How to get stuff back? Oh. What a wonderful opportunity that we have. This is a great opportunity that we have. See, we're going to plant a church too. You didn't know that, huh? No, this is not our building. We don't own this building. We rent it. And we're looking for a place. We're looking for a place. And when we're looking for a place to put a building that we can have of our own. So we don't have to get out of here like, what time am I going to be done?
5:45.
Oh my gosh, I'm having chills. But see, we have running water. And we'll have lights too. And we'll have air conditioning. Yeah. And we'll have heat. We'll have bathrooms. We just don't know where we're going to go. That's the hard part. Isn't it? How far is too far? I mean, I guess that's a question that we need to ask ourselves because, you know, where we go, how far is too far? How far is too far? I'm just you know, throwing that out. What a wonderful opportunity we have to put a church where God wants us to put it. What an opportunity. What's it feel like to win souls for the Lord when you guys do this? Would you trade anything for it? Would you trade water and lights and stuff for that? What a wonderful blessing it has to you win souls to the Lord. You introduce people to Jesus. Wow. How many would trade places with these two? Seriously now. How many would trade places with these two? To pack up everything that you have, kids included. I just came from Myrtle Beach. It was a trip. 10-hour ride. Moaning all the way. And so what we have to ask ourselves is, what precludes us from going on a journey with the Lord too? Well, what is it that precludes us? What is it? What are the reasons why that we limp along? What is it with ourselves? What is it inside of us that we see this wonderful opportunity that we have before us to be missionaries? No, not missionaries to Guatemala. These two are probably going to win the whole country with their zeal and their youthfulness and their energy. But where's God calling us to the mission field too? Where is that? Would we be open, brothers and sisters, to take the wonderful opportunity to say to the Lord Jesus, where would you like us to go? Not confine him. Just say, Lord, where do you want us to put a church? Where is the need the greatest? Where is the potential the greatest? Where are the souls to be won? Would that not be a good way to do it? And God says, it's there. It's there. Whoever there is, it's there. Would we take the opportunity? Would we take it? That's an interesting question, isn't it? Isn't it a wonderful question to ask ourselves this morning? Do we feel the energy and the excitement? Well, you guys decided to go to Guatemala. Who decided? Oh, you found him there. Lucky you, or lucky you. Yeah, but I handed you a softball, you know. So you decided to go first. You went to Guatemala to find him? or you went to Guatemala to find others to the Lord. So you went first. How old were you? 23. And you picked up, and the Lord said, go to Guatemala. He rewarded you, didn't he? Oh, yes. He blessed you, didn't he? I wonder what the Lord would do with us. What kind of blessings we would receive by obeying him as well. You see, the question that we have to ask ourselves today is, Sissy and I, we were down in Myrtle Beach, and we visited the Barefoot Church. I think we took Bob and Christy there one time, the Barefoot Church. The Barefoot Church started in a show that used to be an Elvis Presley show. He died, I think. No, wait. They saw him in Knoxville, Tennessee, right? At the Dunkin'. No, forget it, Ed. Forget it. And it started in a show. Okay, now planted. Are you ready? Sissy and I was there like the second week that they planted this church in a show. They just planted their 10th church. 10th church. And what the pastor was saying, Sissy and I was there on Sunday, he says, can you feel the energy? Can you feel the excitement? We're going for number 11. How many's on board with me? Let's go get the lost. And they baptized people in the ocean 100 at a time. Brothers and sisters, we are on the edge of starting something for the Lord that we may be able to talk about for years. Can you feel the excitement in this room that you are part of this planting process, that you are part of this? Without you, this is not possible. Do you understand that? That this is your day, this is your opportunity to what? To go. That's what he told you to do. Go. Now the question is, where? Where? And maybe right now when I ask that question, some of you had, you know, the mileage perimeter in your brain thinking, well, hopefully somewhere, what? Here. Now the question we have to ask ourselves is, well, who's here is here? There's probably 20 different heres. Right? Does anybody in this room say, wherever? I mean, wherever? Somewhere between here and Guatemala, I bet you. You're going to Guatemala, right? So we don't need to go there. Somebody say, praise God. So somewhere there. What a wonderful opportunity it is to go where he sends us. Wherever that is. How many are on board with that? I mean, that's the excitement. Wherever he sends us, we'll go. Where the need is, we'll go. When? Well, how about when the door opens? How? By his grace. That's how we'll do it. And I was listening to this young couple. Wow. But here's the good news. The mission field is just not in Guatemala. Is it? It's all over the world. It can be on your street. It can be in your school. It can be in your town meetings. It can be the places where you work. It can be wherever you are. There the need arises. Jesus said, all authority has been given to me under heaven and on the earth. And I tell you to what? Go. Go make more members of the church. Go make what? Disciples. And I'd be willing to bet, I haven't talked to these guys before the service started, I'd be willing to bet that making disciples is more than just a 10-minute thing. But it's a process. It's probably a helping and a learning and a growing and a teaching and a praying and a crying for process, right? It says, go, Scott, make disciples. Teaching them of everything that I have said. How long would it take to teach somebody what Jesus said? Can you guys get that down in a couple minutes? No. Baptizing them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to stumble. And we're going to limp. Got my stick. But I think I got something better than the stick. I really do. I think I got God's Word. You take God's Word, right? When I was down in Myrtle Beach, and I was limping along, I really was. We were like 4 hours of this. 4 hours of this. And I thought that was bad. Except they have the measurement things. The measurement things. You know, 30 inches, they all passed. 36. They got to that 42 when I went, uh-oh. Uh-oh. Selena said, yeah, I passed! Jonah, he passed. Jacob, stand up. And she's looking at me. She's looking at Jacob. She goes, unless you want to ride with them. I went, oh, me. Come on, Pappy. Do you know how hard it is to get into a little kiddie bumper car when your leg hurts like this? Have you any idea what that is like squeezing into like a little kiddie bumper car with your legs got a bandage on? And Jacob going, bang, bang. Oh, Jacob, just go for a ride. Just go for a ride. Bang, bang, bang. 5 times a row. Jacob takes my hand. Come on, Pappy, I'll help you out. But here's the reality. When you're growing up kids like us, you got the Holy Spirit helping you out. You see, you got the Holy Spirit helping you in and helping you out. I just got to tell you, I'm rested up. I'm ready to go. I know you was probably afraid of that when I got back. But I'm rested up. I'm ready to go. I don't want to do something for the Lord. I want to be obedient. I want to go where He sends us to go. I want to do what He tells us to do. I want to be part of something bigger than myself. How many want part of that too? I want to do something for the Lord before He calls us home. I want to leave a legacy. That's what I want to do. How many want to do that too? Imagine what their kids are going to be able to say. So where'd you spend your summer vacation, little Evan? Guatemala. Well, what were you doing there? Winning souls? That's all you did? Oh, I won a soccer tournament too, but I went in some souls with my mommy and my daddy. What? What? Did you see her little son helping her out, hanging clothes on a clothesline? Sissy's telling me the dryer needs repaired because it's making a noise. Come here with me on this. So listen to me. Listen to me. God has blessed us. Yes. How many feel blessed in this room? God has blessed us. And He said, because you were faithful with the little things, I'm going to give you the big things. Now here's the question. Do you want bigger things? Then you must be faithful with this thing. That's the way it works. I'm excited to be part of something. I can just feel we're on the precipice of doing something great for the Lord. Something amazing for the Lord. Well, here's the good news in closing this message for you. I don't know where it's going to be, but somewhere between here and Guatemala. That's what I know. And I'm just going to be so convicted and so committed that where He sends me, I am going. Hopefully it's not Toledo. Definitely not Cleveland. I'd rather go to Guatemala than Cleveland. Help me with me on that. That mistake on the lake. Or is that Erie? I forget. So we are on the verge. And thank you. Not only thank you for what you did for those people, thank you what you did for us. I'm being serious now. I mean, this young couple with their children, thank you. Because you also came here and ministered to us too. If a young couple can pick up their kids, well, you didn't have far to go. You had a far to go. But I'm serious. I mean, thank you. It just taught us a lesson that maybe a half hour ride is not that bad. Maybe even 45 is tolerable. Guatemala, thank God for that. Let's pray. Father, we just we thank you for the opportunity to be used wherever that may be and whenever that may be. Because we really, Lord, don't have to know too much about the hows as long as we know the whos. You, Lord, we trust you, Lord, that we're going to be sent to the mission field wherever that will be. Wherever that will be. Lord, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10. Who knows? But wherever it is, Lord, we'll be faithful to look, take a look and see and pray about it and just trust you. We'll trust you. So, Lord, in closing this part of the message today, Lord, we thank you for this young couple and we ask your continued blessings upon them, Lord. And just thank you for the calling in their heart that they have clearly answered. And Lord, may we answer the call in our hearts as well, wherever that may be. In your awesome name, we pray these things. And all of God's people said, amen.